We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The following is a presentation of the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. It's time for your weekly look inside UCLA athletics.
It's a block, 10, 5, daylight, end zone, bang, touchdown UCLA.
Are the mighty Bruins.
That's another 100-yard game, and that's a UCLA lead.
Welcome to L.A. UCLA,
my UCLA.
Live from Plataea inside the Luskin Conference Center on the campus of UCLA, this is the Bruin Insider Show. Coming up, we've got 60 minutes of the best Bruins talk anywhere, including a chat with UCLA head coaches, student athletes, and the latest in on-campus athletics news live from Westwood. Now, let's go live to Plataea inside the Luskin Conference Center and join our hosts, Nick Cope and Brian Finley.
The growth spurt is here. Yes, we were waiting for it. Sustained success. We were wondering how the Bruins would come after winning against Stanford, back-to-back wins, and a thrilling beatdown of Arizona State over the weekend, 42-32, and I would have to agree, and maybe some of us on the show as well, that this victory against the Sun Devils might be the biggest for Chip Kelly at UCLA. And with that, we want to welcome you in to the Bruin Insider Show with former UCLA quarterback Wayne Cook, Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley, and the offense is turning into a juggernaut, guys, especially what we saw against Arizona State. The offensive line blocking better, Dorian Thompson-Robinson showing off, Joshua Kelly as well, 4 touchdowns. And then how about some of the pleasant surprises of Ethan Fernea, Martell Irby, and Kaz Allen? So we'll get into all of that and more, plus Colorado coming up this Saturday. And luckily the game is not in Boulder because right now it's 13 degrees.
Well, hopefully it's a little bit warmer than that in Salt Lake City in a few weeks. Because so the Bruins will make their trip to the Mountain States at some point. But just a very fun game. It was a fun night at the Rose Bowl. Everything was going UCLA's way, especially in those first 3 quarters. And I love seeing those younger guys, those guys further down on the depth chart, not only get into the game, but make an impact as well.
So much to get to. We're also going to talk a little bit of basketball and an interview with Mike Seeley, the head coach of UCLA Women's Volleyball. And they're coming off some statement wins last week. So it'll be great to hear from him and how he thinks this program is really getting into that next step as they get back into the title contention and such. But coming up next, it's Wayne Cook. Can't wait to hear what he has to say about UCLA's win against Arizona State. We will catch up with them next. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
What was the original crowdfunding project? It's not the people who raised money for the zombie movie. Or the indoor beehive. Crowdfunding started with credit unions like Westcom. We're a member-owned financial co-op. Our members are putting their money together to offer each other low credit card and loan rates and high yields on savings accounts. Fund your future at Westcom.
Westcom. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Westcom.org. Federally insured by NCUA. Certain terms may apply.
The new UCLA Meyer and Reaney Luskin Conference Center and Hotel is a proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics and is the perfect addition to your game day lineup. Stay in one of our 254 guest rooms just steps away from Pauley Pavilion and enjoy great food and drinks before or after the game at Platea, our on-site Mediterranean-inspired restaurant and lounge. Experience Bruin hospitality at its best at the UCLA Luskin Conference Center and Hotel located in the heart of campus. For more information, visit us at luskinconferencecenter.ucla.edu.
Make sure to stay updated on all the action.
Under pressure is sacked.
All the time.
Jams it home.
With content from all seven Pac-12 Network's channels on Pac-12 Now, where you can access live events.
Just a moonshot.
And original programming on demand with the ability to customize the teams you want to follow and the content you want to see wherever you are and whenever you want it. All the teams and all the access, all with Pac-12 Now.
Your Southern California Chevy dealers, home to huge savings on phenomenal crossovers, like the completely redesigned Chevy Equinox, with more than enough space and comfort for you and your passengers, plus the versatility to bring just about anything you need on your next adventure. From style and technology to performance and safety, Equinox offers the complete package and an incredible deal. Hurry to your Southern California Chevy dealer and visit SoCalChevy.com.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Cope and Brian Finley.
Team Talk is brought to you by the Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf, born and brewed in Southern California since 1963 and home of the original ice blended drink. The Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf has grown to over 1,200 stores in nearly 30 countries. Visit coffeebean.com for more information. Nick Cope, Wayne Cook, Brian Finley with you. And coming off the win against Arizona State, Chip Kelly said in the postgame press conference, "The baby Bruins are growing up." And I think that the stats certainly suggest that. The big turnaround the last couple games, offensive numbers have skyrocketed, and defensively we're holding teams now to a lot less in terms of yardage. And I think a lot of this was, how would the Bruins carry over from the win against Stanford? Because there was so much noise about, well, the Cardinal, they were playing with a third-string quarterback, and they had injuries. This, like you said, Nick, in between segments, this validates the win against Arizona State, the direction that UCLA is going with their football team. And as we welcome in Wayne, how would you begin to describe the magnitude of a win like this?
Well, I think it's huge for so many different reasons. For one, I'm always anxious like anybody else when you've gone through a couple of seasons of, you know, where you're just kind of waiting for something to go wrong. And you're starting to see, remember last year at the end of the year, we got so fired up watching, you know, Joshua Kelly and this UCLA offense really take off in the last part of the season. And then the way this year started, it just didn't look that way. Now, I do need to remind people and keep reminding people that UCLA's non-conference opponents are 20-3 right now. And I know that Oklahoma just lost, and all three of them are ranked in the top 25 in the AP poll. So, and I even heard Chip Kelly talking about that. Like, if there's a lot of other teams that have played schedules that UCLA would most likely have been 3-0 against. I mean, shoot, even Arizona State, the team we just played that was ranked 24, played Kent State, Sacramento State, and Michigan State. And let's be honest, Michigan State's nowhere near what people thought they were when Arizona State beat them. They're only 4-4, and they have zero offense. So, you know, UCLA played a really, really tough schedule, which not only gets you those three losses, and remember, two of those games were within 10 points. So it wasn't like UCLA. It just wasn't quite clicking. They weren't quite there. And what's been cool about this two-game win streak, guys, is that the whole time, and it's funny, when I was listening to the open, I was kind of thinking about, like, what the difference between, you know, Chip Kelly and, like, Jim Mora was. Jim Mora was so emotional. He was so, like, he would get angry or he'd be real – he was just all over the map and emotionally. And I'm not saying that's a bad or a good thing. I feel like Chip Kelly's more like Yoda. Like he's like – and I know that's terrible, and I apologize for being a little bit of a dork and pulling out Star Wars here – but it seems like he kind of knows where we need to go, and we can't give into, like, the temptation of social media and give into the, you know, like, you know, quitting on your teammates and all those things. Like, he's just focused on, guys, if we do this the right way, if we trust what we're doing, if we believe in what we're doing, we're going to end up being a really good team. And like, even when he was asked about the Jay Shaw targeting penalties, like, I'm not allowed to think. I'm not allowed to have an opinion. I forget exactly what he said, but it was brilliant. Because why waste time on something you can't control? And that's something I respect about him so much. So to see this team offensively and, guys, I can't believe I'm going to say this, defensively, getting so much better over the last 2 weeks, I think validation is a great word for not just the team to win a couple games, but also for what the coaching staff have been trying to do.
Wayne, let's not alienate any of our listeners here. I think there's a fair amount of Star Wars fans out there. You know, just the word
I hope
said
so.
Was,
I don't know about you guys, but I'm pretty excited about that new movie coming out. But I also don't want Chip Kelly to think I'm comparing them visually.
No, I don't think he thinks that at all. I think the word he said was, "I'm not allowed to feel." I believe that's what he said.
Yes, exactly.
I wanted to talk about this idea that our friend and colleague and co-broadcaster Matt Stevens brought up during the game on Saturday, and about all of these other guys also playing and being in this mix as the team is playing really well right now. Obviously, Ethan Fournier, he was the leading receiver for the team. Michael Ezeki able to get back out there. Then at running back, of course, Kazmir Allen, Martell Irby cleared to play. They get in. Defense, we saw Patrick Jolly, Steven Mason. And so the way you're able to dominate a game, play well, you get these younger guys and you get them to buy in, and it's just like this snowball effect you get going forward, and I don't think you can underestimate that at all.
You know what? Well said. I agree with you, and I think what's cool about this is, again, if you're a player who is earning playing time in practice, he's going to get you in the game, and I think that's awesome. I mean, I like seeing Michael Ezeki with that big body and that, man, I wonder what this guy can do if he's given opportunities. If he's earning the right in practice, get in the game, that's great. Martell Irby is a guy that's been hurt, and he's come back and earned the right to get in the game, and I thought he played great. I like you pointed out Fournier. I mean, here's a guy that's earned the right to play. I've said this all along. This team is not lacking skill. The skill on this team, the skill set on this team from the running backs, especially now that Joshua Kelly's healthy, because let's be honest, guys, if it's not, he is like the key to this whole thing. He always has been. He was the key at the end of last year, and he's the key this year. But the skill positions from tight end to receiving core to backs, it's there, especially on offense. It was the quarterback play early in the year, and I'm not knocking Dorian Thompson-Robinson. I just think he's a young quarterback that is learning the game. And he's getting to the point now to where he's not just like running plays, he's playing quarterback. And if you don't know what that means, he's like on 3rd and 4, he's getting 5 yards on a scramble. He knows where the chains are. He's throwing to the right guy more often now. He's still making mistakes, but he's making much more positive plays that's leading UCLA on these long drives. He's doing that. He's keeping the ball just enough instead of always giving it to Joshua Kelly. And so he's playing the position of quarterback and impacting the game in a very positive way, which I love. And then the offensive line, how good are they starting to play? The defensive line, Odighizuwa and Isibor on the inside have become very difficult for anybody to block. And then you put Woods and you put Lucius South, and you mentioned some of the other young players that are coming in the rotation, and it just feels like they're faster. They're all over the place. They're causing havoc in the other team's backfield. And then the last thing I'll point out, defensive backs, I wasn't sure after Stanford. Wasn't sure at all. I was like, you know what? They didn't really throw. Stanford didn't throw. So you didn't really have to worry about it. I think with a healthy Darnay Holmes, remember he was hurt at the beginning of the year, and I don't think he was his self even when he came back. Now I think he's his self. I think that Guidry and Blaylock are playing great. Jay Shaw is having a good game. The secondary is starting to play. We're seeing a lot more man under, too deep. We're seeing a lot more pressure and aggressive nature defense, and I think the players have really rose to the occasion.
You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show with Wayne Cook, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley. And Wayne, you talked about the running attack for UCLA. It's for the fourth straight game, they have gone over 200 yards, and that is the first time that the Bruins have done that since 2014. I call this a backhanded compliment from Arizona State defensive coordinator Danny Gonzalez afterwards when he said, by the amount of yards his defense gave up to the Bruins on the running side of things, he called his defense soft. He says, I'm going to challenge them, and they're going to hear from me all week. I don't want to be a part of that practice. I'll tell you that. But Sun Devils, their defense, was it just me? I mean, it looked like they were over-pursuing a lot, and that allowed Joshua Kelly to run rampant. And like you said, Wayne, maybe that was because the diligence to the running game that now Dorian Thompson-Robinson has presented, that's now taking more attention towards the defense, and then that's opening up other things in the running game for Joshua Kelly to dominate.
UCLA is becoming the offense that, in my opinion, I always liked. I always have liked. And I say this, I don't care if it's the NFL, and I know this has maybe changed a little bit in the modern era, but if you really think about it, whether it's Clemson, whether it's Alabama, whether it's Georgia, whether it's, I mean, pick a team, right? They almost always, the national champion is a team that runs the ball. The Super Bowl champion team is a team that runs the ball. And usually that coincides with them playing defense also. With Dorian Thompson-Robinson and his legs, the way he's able to move now and the way he's being so much better at moving up in the pocket and getting positive yardage and keeping the ball at the right time, giving the ball at the right time, that changes, I mean, the run game entirely. It really does. Mix into that Joshua Kelly is able to find the hole that maybe isn't where the hole's supposed to be, his vision and explosiveness and power. They're a nightmare for opposing defenses. If you can put this together, and this is what I'm envisioning as we go forward in the Chip Kelly era, a team that is a dominant run team, but you still have to worry about Kyle Phillips, Chase Kota, Jalen Irwin, Devin Asiasi. Go down the list, you know, Ethan Fernia. You could include a lot of people in this situation. Then you're scary. Now, defensive coordinators, you know, aren't going to be surprised that their what was a solid defense looked terrible against UCLA. You're probably going to expect it because the game planning for this defense is an absolute nightmare because they're not predictable right now. Remember earlier in the year where it felt like it was a little bit predictable with the handoff up the gut and the handoff up the gut? I swear, and again, I don't want to put too much emphasis on the, you know, Chip Kelly being Yoda, but I think the idea was the play should be there. We have to execute it better. We need to do the right things. And now we're starting to see this team doing the right things more often, where you might have thought it was a bad call 3 or 4 weeks ago, but now you're going, wow, this stuff looks really, really good. This is very effective. And it's because the players are really starting to execute the way they're supposed to.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head right there at the end, Wayne, that it was there and now it's being executed. But one of the key pieces of why things have been being executed, quarterback Dorian Thompson-Robinson, obviously left the game injured. We'll provide an update on him and get more into the offense when we come back. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
4 out of 5 professional tailgaters agree. Meat is delicious. The other guy was wrong. Score the best tasting meats on the planet at uswellnessmeats.com. Use discount code Bruin to save 15%. We'll deliver this touchdown right to your door for free. uswellnessmeats.com. Top 5 must-haves for tailgating. 1. Meat. 2. More meat. 3. Lots of meat. Well, you get the picture. Score the best tasting meats on the planet at uswellnessmeats.com. We'll deliver this touchdown right to your door for free.
Champions are made on the UCLA gridiron, and you too can be part of a winning team at San Manuel Casino. This October, San Manuel Casino is giving away a 2019 GMC Sierra Denali and a Can-Am Spyder F3 Limited every Thursday. That's right. Both of these vehicles will go to one lucky winner each week. To enter, use your club Serrano card at your favorite slot machines or table games for your chance to win. San Manuel Casino. All thrill. Details at sanmanuel.com. Must be 21. Please gamble responsibly.
Premier Party Rents is your destination for all of your party and event rental needs, including weddings, birthdays, and corporate events. A preferred vendor of UCLA, Premier Party Rents has been working with UCLA football alumni on their game day rental needs for the past 5 seasons, and looking forward to many more. We offer the best customer service in addition to our extensive selection of event rental supplies. Let's combine your imagination and our experience to produce precisely the event you've envisioned. Visit PremierPartyRents.com.
When you're tailgating at the Rose Bowl this fall, be sure to use Chef Marito seasonings and spices. And if a member of the Chef's tailgating team catches you blue-handed using Chef Marito's products on game day, you will win some great prizes and be entered to win the grand prize for 4 people to join the Chef at the Rose Bowl Stadium on New Year's Day for the game and VIP hospitality. Visit UCLABruins.com/chef for details. Chef Marito, available at your local grocery store, a proud sponsor of UCLA football.
The Bruin Insider Show continues now. Back out to Platea inside the Luskin Conference Center on the campus of UCLA. Here's Nick Cope and Brian Finley.
Today's show is brought to you in part by your Southern California Chevy dealers. It's Chevy Truck Month. Head to your Southern California Chevy dealer today and get long-term financing on all the new Chevy Silverado, the best-selling full-size pickup in L.A. Learn more at SoCalChevy.com. Wayne Cook, Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and... we go back to the Arizona State win that we had over the weekend, and our quarterback, our starting quarterback, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, did not finish the game. He was out with a reported left leg injury and took off on this run that later on, a couple days later, to reporters, Chip Kelly said he's going to have to talk to DTR to learn how to protect himself, because that was a situation that maybe could have been avoided. I know Dorian wanted to get some extra yardage, but good news is reports are suggesting that DTR is practicing, and he's got a brace on that left leg. And so that, having him back, Wayne, is got to be super special, because there was a little bit of trepidation when he went out that maybe how long would he have to miss?
So I have to be totally forthright and honest right now. So I'm going to say that after the Oregon State game and the way that Austin Burton played, and some of the struggles that Dorian had against, by the way, much better opponents. You know, the Oregon State game, you know, that was just a bummer. I don't want to look on it too much. But I thought Austin was good, and I thought we had more sustained drives. I thought he was doing the little things really well. When Dorian was healthy and we started hearing about, Chip Kelly running him with the ones and the possibility he was going to start, I was a little bit torn. And I wasn't torn because I don't think Dorian is good. I was torn because I see this immense talent that Dorian has, and I just there's some things he needed to clean up. And I saw Austin that seemed to be a little bit more efficient at that time. And so, like every other fan, when you're a little bit desperate for a win, you're like, maybe this is the way we should go. But as I pointed out earlier, Yoda, Chip Kelly, you know, he has a way of knowing what to do here. And he's like, no, you know, our guys, Dorian Thompson-Robinson. And he played great, okay, against Stanford. I thought it was you could just see the difference in the way he handled the team. And I thought that completely carried over. He's running the team the right way. The pass that he threw to Kyle Phillips on the corner route from the slot position where he ran a corner to the end zone. Great read, great timing, perfect location. Just an absolutely great play. So his ability to know when to run, how to scramble, how to throw the ball away, he is really starting to play quarterback in the right way. So here's just a couple of weeks ago, I was going, I don't know what we should do. To now, as soon as he went down, you guys, I was like, oh, no, not Dorian. We need Dorian, because he's starting to play like a guy that you're like, we can go places with him. Like, he can take us to the promised land. And I think that's pretty awesome that he's done that. And I think a lot of young quarterbacks go through that where you're not sure. And he's starting to come around, and he's played against two solid defenses in a row and really led this team. I agree that he'll learn when to properly slide and not. And I got to be honest with you, though. I love the aggressiveness. I love that at that point in the game, he's still scrambling and still trying to get extra yards, because that shows me what kind of a competitor he is and what kind of a young athlete he is. I want that guy as my quarterback. So I was scared to death. So when I heard he started practicing, I am very, very thankful and not questioning right now. I am glad Dorian Thompson-Robinson is going to play this week.
Aren't we all? It's crazy how fast things kind of clicked for him over the bye week, and then in these next two games, just his pocket presence and awareness for the little things is huge, knowing when to take off and run. He's been so effective in doing that. And then the way he did it twice, where he kind of fishtailed and then reset his feet and somehow saw somebody wide open in the opposite corner when he wasn't even looking that way to begin with, or so I thought, but he somehow was able to locate it. Another thing I wanted to touch on with this offense here, Wayne, remember the first couple weeks when it seemed like UCLA couldn't stay on the field? It was all defense. Well, did you look at time of possession in this game? 38-22. They had two separate 16-play drives that took a combined 15 and a half minutes off the clock. That was all before halftime. I don't think you can overstate how huge that was in this game. And after those two drives, that Arizona State defense, they were done.
Right.
Yeah, going back to the Oregon State game, there's been a lot more sustained drives. I mean, this team is proving now for three games that it's got a lot better. It's not a coincidence that the man, the myth, the legend, the great Joshua Kelly is doing his thing now. This guy's a big, strong, explosive back. Linemen like to block, and I know this sounds really weird, but, man, when you know you got a running back that's going to get yards, you block harder. You play harder. When you think a guy might break one on the outside and get a long run in your receiver, you're going to make sure you're blocking downfield. He just changes this whole team. You know, we talk so much about Dorian and how much better he's getting, but let's be honest here. Joshua Kelly is the key to this whole thing. He really is so valuable to this team, you guys. And all those sustained drives and beating up defenses and Arizona State being tired, it's a lot of Joshua Kelly. He is an absolute headache. And he changes this offense. And then Dorian knows that if he does some things, like picks up first downs with his legs and continues those drives, that just means more pounding of Joshua Kelly. And it's just fantastic to see this works the way this works. And then the next thing you know, they're throwing a ball to Kyle Phillips or whoever, you know, the receiver he chooses. And it just makes you so difficult to handle. But I do. We got to give credit to Joshua Kelly because he is absolutely at the center of all of this.
So much more to discuss. I want to talk about the supercharged play from our defense against Arizona State, and then I want to start looking at Colorado, who continues to struggle, and they lost a close one last week against USC. That is coming up next. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Toyo Tire's full line of exceptional tires means there's a tire for you. Yes, you, Italian sports car. And you, off-road truck, charging like a wild beast. You too, luxury sedan, cruising all cool. And yes, even you, minivan, taking the kids to school. And with the Toyo No Regrets Trial Offer, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
What's the greatest time of the year? Football season. And you know what goes great with a Bruin game? A big, juicy, sizzling Ruth's Chris steak. Now at Ruth's Chris, you can get a three-course meal. That's a starter, entree, side dish, and dessert starting at $45.95. Rush into Ruth's during or after the game to satisfy that winning appetite and cheer on the Bruins the right way. Over a sizzling Ruth's Chris steak, of course. Here's to eating like a winner. Come visit us in Beverly Hills on South Beverly Drive or in Marina Del Rey on Maxella Avenue. This is how it's done.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Located right on campus, the new UCLA Luskin Conference Center and Hotel is the perfect destination for Bruin fans. Stay with us before the big game, then catch the nearby UCLA route or bus that can take you straight from campus to the Rose Bowl without the hassle of driving. Visit lcc.ucla.edu for more information. Wayne Cook, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and we begin to center our attention on a very struggling bunch in the Buffaloes in Colorado. They are 3-5. They have lost four in a row, and this is so much similar to last year where they lost their last seven games. And so you find that Colorado and UCLA are trending in different directions right now. Looking at this team in the Buffaloes, not a lot that they lead the conference in. They are third in the number of punts, so they have that going for them, and they also are second in punt yardage. So there's something going for them, guys. But quickly to the game that they played against USC. I mean, the Buffaloes had a chance to win this thing. It was a 35-31 win against USC. There was a questionable call in punting the ball for the Buffaloes in USC territory late, and there was some discussion about why did Mel Tucker do that, their head coach. And then there was the fumble that was recovered by USC, even though you had Jamar Montgomery flying in there under 5 minutes. If he just falls on the football, USC probably loses, and then USC ends up keeping the ball and then scoring the go-ahead score. What do you make about this Colorado team, Wayne? Because they had 13 penalties in this game against USC, but they did not turn the ball over, so I guess they have that going for them.
Well, that was a pretty ugly football game. I mean, it's weird because USC is pretty beat up right now, lots of injuries, and Colorado is a different team at home. I think they have a great atmosphere in Colorado. So it was set up for them to have a win, but it seems like Colorado is just kind of, when you start losing, you know, it's hard to find a way to win. And there was a key in that game where Steven Montez, Colorado quarterback, kind of left the field. He banged his head on the turf, looked like he had a concussion, comes back on and plays. And pretty much after he comes back into the game, he did not look the same. And the Colorado team just kind of gave that game, in my opinion, to USC. What does that mean for UCLA? It's tricky because USC, I think, when healthy, is dangerous. USC, by the way, as we speak, is the leader in the Pac-12 South. You know, and if they win out, now it's going to be difficult because they have to play Oregon. But if they win out, they go to the Pac-12 championship game over Utah. A lot of us don't think that's going to happen, but, you know, it is what it is. But I think Colorado's a good enough team to cause problems. I love that this game is at the Rose Bowl, and I absolutely love the game plan that was used against Arizona State. I think if you do something similar against, if you run the ball, if Dorian's efficient and uses his legs, Colorado's defense is not good. They're ranked like 125th in the nation, I believe, in defense. But you still have to deal with a senior quarterback in Steven Montez, who to me is hit or miss. He's sometimes good. He's sometimes not. And Laviska Shenault is a heck of a receiver. But still, I think if you come out and play like you played against Arizona State, I think you have an opportunity to run it down their throat, to be very efficient on offense, and then just keep playing that attacking defense. Obviously, be smart with Shenault. You have to know where he is at all times. He's that good. But other than that, I just think this game sets up pretty darn well for UCLA if they keep playing the way they're playing.
Wayne, I wanted to talk a little bit about UCLA's defense. We hadn't
touched on them too much. And
right.
I want to touch on something that I think applies to Colorado and any other team you play. It sounds a little elemental, but tackling. I've noticed the tackling has just been good the last 2 weeks. And when Arizona State's trying to use their short passing game, get guys in space, and then you can just drop guys for 3-4 yards and elongate drives for an opposing team. That just helps you so much, and I think that's a really simple thing, but if UCLA can continue to do something like that, it's just going to make things so much easier for them.
So against Arizona State, I thought Jaden Daniels looked very flustered. He didn't look good, and this guy he's got the ability to be really good. Eno Benjamin, even my wife is sitting in the stands at the game, goes, man, that guy, that number three guy, he's a good athlete. But again, he didn't really have a huge impact on the game. You know, UCLA has gotten so much better. And I'm going to take this time, and I know that Coach Kelly wouldn't talk about this, but my favorite tackle of the game was on the two-point conversion where Jay Shaw just absolutely stonewalled. I forget who the player was for Arizona State. And then the targeting penalty that ensued. And the only reason why I bring that up, and I'm going to bring it up because I'm not as composed as Chip Kelly is, because there's nothing you can do about it. And you mentioned tackling, and I thought, wow, that's a tackle I would show on a highlight reel. Like, that was such a good open field tackle. I don't think people understand how hard it is to tackle a guy in the open like that when there's nobody inside of you, nobody outside of you. It's just you and the other guy. And then that guy decides to lower his head and come at you full speed. And for you to put a shoulder into him and just stop him in his tracks, that is a freaking awesome tackle. Here's the problem. By rule, it was the right call. By rule, that was targeting, because helmet did hit helmet, and he gets ejected. My problem with this NCAA, my problem with this is that you have to look at this rule. There was no ill intent. The offensive player lowered his head as well. What is the defender supposed to do in this situation? I could live with a personal foul. I could live with a 15-yard penalty. I don't like the idea that now we're without one of our players for the first half of the next game for that play. That is something that, in my opinion, needs to be looked at. I didn't mean to go off on a little tangent there, you guys, but to me, that's extraordinarily frustrating, and we're always trying to better ourselves and improve the rules. I think there's been several targeting penalties over the years where players lose a half of a game when it was non-intentional. There are other penalties where guys launch and they do it on purpose and it's a dirty play. Sit their butts out. I don't care. But in that case, that was a heck of a play, and the kid gets punished and has to sit out a game. So I'm bummed by that. But what I do love is, as you pointed out, the tackling has been so much better. They're so much more efficient in bringing players down.
Yeah, I don't think anyone really likes that rule. It's pretty universally loathed. I agree with you, Wayne. I will say, though, the noise from the Rose Bowl when he made that hit, I've never heard a noise like that before. That was, you know, gave you goosebumps in the moment to hear that noise from the crowd.
That's a play that you get a penalty for and you sit out a game, but when you have the highlight reel at the end of the season and, you know, you're showing it at the banquet, that play makes it.
Love it, Wayne. Thank you so much. 6 o'clock kickoff on Saturday as we host Colorado. Wayne and the guys will be on the air at 4:30 for pregame, and make sure you tune into the guys during the game, and perhaps another Bruin win. We get three in a row. Wouldn't that be something?
You know what, you guys, listen. It was the fans that were at this game were incredible.
Yeah, they brought it.
The cheers. It wasn't the biggest crowd in the world, but they brought it. You need to know this. This team is going somewhere. They're going in the right direction. Another home game, Colorado. Let's get more people in the stands, and let's bring it again and get another win.
You know who always brings it? Wayne Cook. Always. Every show. And thank you so much, Wayne. We look forward to chatting with you next week. Coming up on the show, UCLA volleyball, the women's team, some statement wins last week. We're going to talk to their head coach, Mike Seeley, on what he thinks it's going to take to get this program back to the excellence that it has been in the past. Plus, Bruin basketball has an exhibition game tomorrow. Nick Cope will be on the call. We've got to talk some hoops, so that's coming up next as well. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
The new UCLA Meyer and Reaney Luskin Conference Center and Hotel is a proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics
and is the perfect addition to your game day lineup. Stay in one of our 254 guest rooms just steps away from Pauley Pavilion and enjoy great food and drinks before or after the game at Platea, our on-site Mediterranean-inspired restaurant and lounge. Experience Bruin hospitality at its best at the UCLA Luskin Conference Center and Hotel located in the heart of campus. For more information, visit us at luskinconferencecenter.ucla.edu.
Have you ever had cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, fried eggs, fries, mayo, ketchup, salt, pepper on a fresh baked gyro? Well, the tens of thousands of fans of Fat Sal's Deli have. That's what we do at Fat Sal's. Since 2010, we've been building mouth-watering, over-the-top, one-of-a-kind creations. Come try us out at one of our three Southern California locations, Encino, Hollywood, and right in the heart of Westwood Village. For details, visit our website, fatsalsdeli.com. We're making sandwiches over here.
Top five must-haves for tailgating. One, meat. Two, more meat. Three, lots of meat. Well, you get the picture. Score the best tasting meats on the planet at uswellnessmeats.com. We'll deliver this touchdown right to your door for free. 4 out of 5 professional tailgaters agree. Meat is delicious. The other guy was wrong. Score the best tasting meats on the planet at uswellnessmeats.com. Use discount code BRUIN to save 15%. We'll deliver this touchdown right to your door for free. uswellnessmeats.com.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
...60 minutes of the best Bruins talk anywhere. This is the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Visit Platea, the Luskin Conference Center's Mediterranean-inspired restaurant and lounge, before or after the big game. Platea features specialty cocktails, craft beers from local breweries, and an extensive wine list. Check out PlateaUCLA.com for more information. Nick Cope, Brian Fenley with you. We're going to talk some basketball here in a little bit. But first of all, women's volleyball. Some monumental wins last week, and we had a chance to talk with their head coach in Mike Seeley.
Mike, you still got to be on a high from last week. You took down nationally ranked Cal, and you also took down number 2 Stanford. You did it via a sweep, and they have not lost via a sweep since 2015 against the Cardinal. How are you able to do it?
Well, it helps when the 2-time National Player of the Year is not playing. That helps a lot. But, you know, they're still a good team. Bottom line is, am I still on a high? No. I think we're so process-focused. We know we got more wins to get, so we're pretty much... The mantra right now is, so what, now what? All right, a couple good wins, so what? What's now? A couple big losses? All right, so what? What's next? It's always reframing everything down to the what's the next thing for us.
Yeah, that even-keel personality certainly helps you persevere through the highs and lows. And I was reading what outside hitter Jenny Moser had said after the win against Stanford, and she said this really sends a message to other teams that we're here to play and that we're not like last year and that you need to take us seriously and we're not going to just roll over and we're going to give you a fight. How can that mindset set a new standard of excellence for this team?
Well, you know, I think you talk to any player or coach out there, when you play number 2 in the country and number 15, those are easy to get up for. You have nothing to lose, everything to gain. It's, can you show up that way against teams that you're supposed to beat? I think that's when the external noise comes in. You get into a match, maybe it's someone lower down in the Pac-12 conference, maybe someone whose team name doesn't bring the clout that Stanford does. Can you continue to show up courageously in matches you're supposed to win? I think that's a bigger challenge.
We're joined by Mike Seeley, head coach of UCLA Women's Volleyball. Speaking of all the teams in the Pac-12, there is really a hullabaloo, if you will. So many bunched up right in contention. So, in fact, half of the teams in the conference are in the top 25. And now that you're in the top 25 as well, cracking in to the rankings. So how do you sift through all of this? Because there's still so much to be decided as you get towards the end of the conference action.
Yeah, I think the biggest difference is I don't think there's an elite team. I think back, you know, Stanford's still very, very good. When they're at full strength, they're going to be a handful. But I think the bottom of the conference has moved up. I think the top of the conference has moved down, so everyone's kind of stuck in the middle. I don't think there's an elite team in the conference that can run the table like there's been in the past. There's always one or two teams we're going to go 18-2 or something like that. But I just think that the parity is top to bottom.
The top-notch play, if you will, of Mac May has been on full display, just named recently the Pac-12 Offensive Player of the Week. And then today I saw that she was named the National Player of the Week via the AVCA. How would you put into words just her effect on this team?
She's got a more professional mindset. I think she knows where she wants to go in the future and what the work it's going to take. I think when a lot of kids come in with accolades from the junior level, I think sometimes they try to hold on to those. And I think Mac was an elite junior player. And I think she's seen in the last year there's a lot of great athletes out there, and she's going to have to go compete against them for a spot on the national team and Olympic team. So I think she's been able to up her game, knowing that there's elite players out there, and she wants to be one of them.
A lot of elite teams that you're going to be facing this week on the road against Washington State and Washington. They are both inside the top 25. As you said, you're not keeping a level of euphoria coming off the wins because you've got some tough challenges. So how do you prepare for these upcoming matchups on the road against some really tough teams?
For me, it's not holding on to the week's past or old success, but the understanding, like, why not us? Why can't we be the premier team in the Pac-12? We know we can play at that level. I think so far this year, Pac-12 has been Jekyll and Hyde. It's like we're going to scout Washington State right now, for example, and they just beat Utah, which is unbelievable, and they lost to Arizona State, who was in the lower part of the conference. They're all great teams, but it's an understanding we all show up great and we all show up not great. And it's just what night are you going to catch people on?
So much still to be figured out. Mike, thank you so much for joining us, and look forward to watching you and following your team this week.
Anytime.
So that was Mike Seeley, head coach for UCLA Women's Volleyball. Game on Friday is 7 o'clock, and the game at Washington is Sunday at 2 o'clock. So Friday, 7 o'clock, both on the road, 2 o'clock at Washington. Let's not forget that Mike Seeley has a national championship in 2011, so he knows what it takes. They had a tough year last year. They went 13 and I believe 14. But all of a sudden, they have found something here with Mac May, and who knows, with so much still to be figured out, and we'll talk about the conference in just a second, but who knows, this guy might be the limit for this team.
Yeah, I know Stanford was without one of the top players in the country, but still, I mean, that is a deep team, and sweeping them is no small feat. It's clear UCLA has some potential here, and you know, you're going to head now into the second half of conference play. And as you guys talked about in your interview, such a log jam. You've got Stanford at the top at 8-2, but then you've got three other teams tied for second along with the Bruins, including Washington State and Washington. So it's a huge weekend. And that mantra, so what now? We've heard that elsewhere, I feel like, here around Westwood. And that's perfect. Can you go on the road now and take care of business against the team in Washington State? You swept at home, and then in Washington, you played close, lost in four. Can you rebound and get a win in Seattle? They, you know, if you could beat Stanford, sweep them on your home floor, and then come back with another solid win against Cal, I think the Bruins have shown that they can accomplish anything here in the Pac-12.
The most mind-boggling thing is that Stanford had not been swept since 2015.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about dominance, right? And as you said, there are so many teams that are right in the hunt, and there's still so much time to be played here. I'm looking at a couple of the stats here, and hitting percentage is pretty solid right now. And you also look at assists per set. So they're doing a good job of passing and hitting as well offensively. But, man, I just can't wait to see what this team accomplishes. And perhaps this is really the sign, because they are 3-0, and they've won their last three, I should say. And they are into the top 25 for the first time in about a year.
Yeah.
Just this week.
Well, what those numbers tell me is that they've started to figure out an identity, because Mac May, Savvy Simo, they're the leaders offensively. But outside of that, you don't have a ton of firepower. So what are they focused on? They're going to limit their mistakes. They're going to play very clean. And when you do that, you can win a lot of matches.
Bruin basketball has a lot of firepower. We will check in with them. They've got an exhibition game tomorrow at home. Nick Cope will be on the call for that. Mick Cronin spoke on Monday, briefing us on all the latest with the team, including one player that did not play a lot, who might play a humongous role on this team. We'll tell you who that is next. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Your Southern California Chevy dealers, the place to go for unbeatable deals on Chevy trucks, like the best-selling full-size pickup in LA, Chevy Silverado. With extraordinary power and capability to handle everything you need to accomplish, or the midsize pickup that does it all, Chevy Colorado. It's the perfect balance between work and play. Hurry to your Southern California Chevy dealer and visit SoCalChevy.com. Call 844-55-CHEVY for details.
Make sure to stay updated on all the action.
Under pressure, sacked.
All the time.
Jams it home.
With content from all seven Pac-12 Network's channels on Pac-12 Now, where you can access live events.
Just a moonshot.
And original programming on demand, with the ability to customize the teams you want to follow and the content you want to see, wherever you are and whenever you want it. All the teams and all the access, all with Pac-12 Now.
Bruin fans, when you need your oil change, don't waste hours sitting in a dirty waiting room. Just head to Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Pull in, let the technicians get to work, and you're done in 15 minutes. Valvoline Instant Oil Change can handle almost every vehicle, including hybrids, diesels, and luxury models. They can also handle your preventative maintenance needs, like changing your air filter or wiper blades. For locations and coupons, visit SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. Valvoline Instant Oil Change, proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics.
I'm good with most things around the house. Plumbing? No problem. Drywalling? Nailed it. But there's one home project that freaks me out. Getting a mortgage. So confusing. That's why I'm glad I found Westcom Credit Union. They're a member-owned, not-for-profit financial co-op, so they offer low rates and personal service that makes everything easier. Easier than changing that bulb in the oven.
Westcom. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Westcom is an equal opportunity lender and federally insured by NCUA. Certain terms may apply.
The Bruin Insider Show continues now. Back out to Plataea inside the Luskin Conference Center on the campus of UCLA. Here's Nick Cope and Brian Finley.
Nick, we are in the best time of the year when you've got football and basketball intersecting, and tomorrow, UCLA men's basketball holding their lone exhibition game. You will be on the call for this. Stanislaus State will be in town. 7:30 tip. And again, it's just an exhibition game. It's not even a D1 opponent. And so when Mick Cronin spoke earlier this week, he talked about it's not so much scouting the opponent, but it's figuring out us, right, and how we do things. And that might just be as simple as what tunnel to run out of. I mean, yeah. This is basically a dress rehearsal, if you will. And he said, before we start talking about leading the league in categories of this and that, we got to just eliminate turnovers. I mean, that's the biggest thing, one of the biggest focal points for him coming into this season, because last year they were infested by turnovers, and that hurt themselves in so many games.
Yeah, I was going back in prepping for the game and looking at just some of the numbers, kind of refreshing myself. All right, where were we? And would you believe the Bruins were the number one offense in the Pac-12? That I didn't really remember that, but they at 78 points a game, they're number one. And you're looking like, okay, and the defense was 11th, so they didn't have too great a margin there. But the other one that stands out, turnovers per game. I remember us talking about this with Tracy a lot last year. Only Stanford was worse, and that's going to put you in a lot of tough positions. That offense that was ranked number one could have been better if they took a little bit better care of the basketball. And you know that's going to be something that Mick Cronin is going to harp on right away. You've got to play great defense, and you've got to limit the turnovers. Those are two things that are, you know, just mental things you can control, I guess, is the best way of saying it, you know. And I think we're all really curious to see what this team looks like tomorrow night.
Well, you know what's interesting is when you have players that stay within the program during coaching changes, sometimes one coach has a different value to a player than another. Maybe they think that this player can do this and has this capability and this potential, and then the other coach comes in and says, you know what, actually he can do this. And so last year we didn't see a lot of Kenny Nwuba. I mean, we did not. I mean, he looking at his stats, he 0.4 points per game, about 3 minutes. But Mick Cronin on Monday said that Kenny is, quote, one of the strongest guys around the rim he's ever coached, and then said that his playing time could depend on how he does defensively around the arc. But from a guy who really did not have even a shot to introduce himself during the season last year, he could be another player that gets a lot more playing time. Speaking of guys who are going to play, Tiger Campbell as well. And like you said last year, I feel like we can't underestimate or overstate the lack of him last year because of the injury, how much that hurt the team. I feel like the team was a bit rudderless without him. And I love this quote that he said this week, did Tiger Campbell, as he begins to take over the point guard duties. He said, a lot of people define my game as pass first, but I would pretty much say I'm win first. Gotta love it.
Yeah.
You know, you can't argue with that. He's 5'11", and he talked about the defense and it being not too hard to grasp. And so it's going to be very interesting to see that tough-nosed, aggressive defense being employed by Mick Cronin.
Well, starting with Kenny Nwuba, I mean, just a sophomore. You know, he's still got a lot of time to develop. But if you're able to be a defensive presence inside, you will have a spot on this team. There will be room for you to get in and play minutes. A guy that, you know, those 3 minutes were usually just at the tail end of games, maybe the tail end of a half. Don't want someone to pick up an extra foul. So you're going to have an opportunity. I think we're going to see 12 guys being rotated in and out here at the beginning part of the season, the first couple months, until we sort things out. And then for Tiger Campbell and Sharif O'Neal, both having injuries and redshirting last year, tomorrow night's going to be their first opportunity to play in a competitive setting against another opponent in like a year and a half since their senior year of high school, which would have been back in 2018 of the spring. So that's a long ways from playing.
Yeah, and so a lot of these guys are going to be introducing themselves to the Bruin fan base because of that. I look at Chris Smith, and I think this is a guy who's going to break out as one of the stars. And it's amazing to note that he is a junior, and he's only 19 years old. I think that is incredible. He had 16 points in the showcase scrimmage last week. David Singleton will be another one to focus on because he's such a great guy, classy, coachable, coming off the injury, and perhaps they're going to slowly work him back into the lineup because he had that foot injury during the Pac-12 tournament last year, and perhaps he's just mental reservations, if you will, getting over the injury and making sure his foot is right getting into the season.
Yeah, very curious to see how they approach that. I think a couple weeks ago, McCrona made it sound like they were kind of letting him go, so you know, we'll see what that means when it comes to actually playing in games and whatnot, because in terms of taking care of the basketball and doing a lot of the little things right, David Singleton is a big part of that. We mentioned this before, but just 12 turnovers all of last season. That's such a small number for the amount of time that he helped control the ball and facilitate the offense.
You're going to be facilitating the play-by-play duties for this game, and you can listen to it on UCLABruins.com with Tracy Murray. Both the guys will be on the call. What time do you start? I know the 7:30 is the tip. Are you guys starting a little bit before?
We're going about 7:15. We got a lot to talk about with this team. I haven't heard Tracy thoughts about anything. You know, we're going to have him back on the show again like we did last year come December. So this will be my first opportunity to kind of hear how he's taken everything in and what he's excited about.
Yeah, so if you can't make it to the game, listen to the guys on UCLABruins.com. And as we talk, there are other sporting events around UCLA's community that we want to focus on and tell you what is upcoming on the schedule. So we'll get into that and then give you our final thoughts as we wrap up the program. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Have you ever had cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, fried eggs, fries, mayo, ketchup, salt, pepper on a fresh baked gyro? Well, the tens of thousands of fans of Fat Sal's Deli have. That's what we do at Fat Sal's. Since 2010, we've been building mouth-watering, over-the-top, one-of-a-kind creations. Come try us out at one of our three Southern California locations, Encino, Hollywood, and right in the heart of Westwood Village. For details, visit our website, fatsalsdeli.com. We're making sandwiches over here.
Welcome back to the Bruin Insider Show from Platea inside the Luskin Conference Center here on the UCLA campus. Your athletic calendar is brought to you by Toyo Tires, the official tire of UCLA Athletics. Did you know people who drive on Toyo Tires love them? Well, imagine loving your tires. Visit toyotires.com to see why. So we got men's basketball tomorrow night. We mentioned that. You've also got fall ball on the diamond. Softball is going to be playing a couple of games at Easton Stadium beginning Friday against Cal State Fullerton. They've also got games Saturday and Sunday. Men's water polo Saturday afternoon is going to be taking on Cal. That'll be a very tightly contested match in the pool. And then, of course, football Saturday night, 6 o'clock. Can we make it 3 in a row? Can we keep this upward trajectory going from this team? Really curious to see. This is a Colorado team that, as we talked about with Wayne, matches up pretty well, I think, with the Bruins. But the way the Bruins offense has been playing against the Colorado defense that is really struggling, yeah, I think you like the Bruins' options, don't you?
Yeah, and you look at the secondary for the Buffaloes, and they got lit up at the end of that game against USC. And like we said earlier in the program, the Trojans had a lot of opportunities to lose that game against the Buffaloes. So I don't know if you believe in moral victories, but Steven Montez, the quarterback for the Buffaloes. Now, like Wayne had pointed out early on, I was watching the hit to the head he took, and I thought to myself, how in the world is this guy going to come back in the game? And somehow he's in the game.
Yeah.
Like, and apparently, and he said that he had cleared, you know, concussion protocol and all that, but it just never looked like he was the same. And so I don't know if that lingers in, but you got to account for not only his passing abilities, because he had over 300 yards against USC in that defense, but he can run the football as well. And so I don't know if he's as good of a runner and adept as a runner as Dorian Thompson-Robinson, but you got to contain him in the pocket, because this guy can run out and pick a first down.
Well, we just saw UCLA play a mobile quarterback in Jaden Daniels, and his final numbers look good. You know, some junk time play there in the fourth quarter. But what the Bruins did well is the pass rush. They had just one sack, but they got him off schedule. They forced him to move in the pocket, you know, flushed him out, made him make plays or try and take off with his legs. The key for UCLA, can that pass rush continue to disrupt the quarterback?
And also finishing on defense, because like the game against Arizona State, we were up 42-10, and then we gave up 22 unanswered points. After the game, Odo Isabor, Bruin defensive lineman, said, we just got to choke that offense. You know, that's how we explained it. We got to finish games, and hopefully they can do so against Colorado.
I think they're going to be coming out fired up back at home and try to make it 3 in a row.
For all the crew, David Kahn, our producer, Damon Dukakis, executive producer, general manager Paul Engel, all-around great guy Ryan Reinecke, engineer Craig Robbins, Danny Harrington, and the rest of the UCLA Athletics Communications staff, Nick Cope, Wayne Cook, I am Brian Fenley. Go Bruins. Kickoff on Saturday against Colorado is 6 o'clock, and the football team looking for another win in a row. Let's cheer on the guys.
This has been the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Your weekly look inside UCLA athletics. Join us next week for another hour of the best Bruins talk anywhere. The preceding has been a Learfield, IMG College presentation of the UCLA Sports Network.